Thorne. I'm here from the Centers for Disease Control, and I am currently the project officer for the American Indian Adult Tobacco Survey that we developed. And my presentation will give an overview of the project, how it was developed, what steps we took to go through it. And then from there, we'll have Fabian and Lisa and Christy and Kurt. They will give us more information about the survey data, implementation of the survey itself, and then how we're utilizing the data once we have it. I think Kurt's coming in right now, so that's Kurt Schleiman from California Rural Indian Health Board. Let me give you a little background about American Indian adult tobacco use. National surveys currently present the aggregated commercial tobacco use for American Indian and Alaska and Native ethnic groups. They present them as an aggregated set. And currently the smoking prevalence that we currently see in the Breathed surveys and in his National Health Interview Health surveys, they show the smoking prevalence is above 30%. So in trying to, I guess we would say, see if this was truly an accurate number and to see if this data is really reflective of the American Indian population, in 2000, the Office of Smoking and Health at the Centers for Disease Control held a brainstorming meeting. And this brainstorming meeting consisted of tribal health leaders, researchers, and community health workers within American Indian communities to come together to see how we could resolve this issue and move forward. During this meeting, they recognized that it was important to have a tribal village-specific data for development of interventions as focusing around commercial tobacco use. And we also sought tribal approvals and support for the development of the American Indian Adult Tobacco Survey. From there, we funded 5 tribal support centers to conduct the American Indian Adult Tobacco Survey. And these included CRIB, which is California Rural Indian Health Board, Portland Area Indian Health Board, Aberdeen, which is Fabian's here today representing, Muscogee Creek Nation in Oklahoma, and Intertribal Council of Michigan in Michigan. These are the 5 tribal support centers that fielded our adult tobacco survey. And during this meeting also, we found that the purpose of the survey would be for surveillance and evaluation data on knowledge, attitudes, and tobacco use behavior at the tribal level. And this survey was to be used to direct culturally appropriate program planning, evaluations, interventions, prevention programs, and policy. And it was also a way for the tribes to get a baseline data so they can get additional resources for tobacco programs and for their funding. During the development of the American Indian Adult Tobacco Survey, we included CDC was at the table. We included the tribal support centers, tribal councils, and tribal leaders. We brought the communities together to discuss how to develop this and what will be included on the survey. So during this process also, we also got permission from tribal councils and leaders. And during this process, we developed the overall scope of the project, how the data would be used, and who would own the data, and how the tribes would benefit from the data. So then we determined that the data would be collected by the tribes, and it would be owned by the tribes. So CDC has no invested interest in the data at this point, and we do not see the data, and the tribes use the data for their own purposes. The methods that we used to develop the survey was conducive for implementation in Native American communities. And currently, the Centers for Disease Control has a state-based adult tobacco survey that is used by the state, and it was used as a template for the development of the American Indian Adult Tobacco Survey. And during this process, to develop the survey, we did cognitive interviewing and focus groups throughout the country for the different American Indian tribes, and we used this to develop a culturally appropriate questionnaire for American Indians. On the questionnaire, the contents included a core that we asked all tribes to implement this part of the survey, and it focused on commercial tobacco use, cessation, secondhand smoke exposure, risk perceptions, and demographics. We also included supplemental questions that looked at ceremonial tobacco use, purchase patterns, specific health risks that included diabetes, cardiovascular diseases, and cancer, and any other questions that the individual tribes deemed that were necessary. The questions that we particularly looked at, we put on the survey differentiated between the use of commercial and ceremonial tobacco use. For example, the question that we currently have on the adult tobacco survey that is fielded by state tobacco control programs, the first question is asked about have you smoked at least 100 cigarettes in your entire lifetime. But for the American Indian Adult Tobacco Survey, we made sure that we focused on not including ceremonial or sacred use. Have you smoked at least 100 cigarettes, which is about 5 packs in your entire lifetime. And we developed that question based off the cognitive interviews and the focus groups, because a lot of people felt that in your entire lifetime was a, they were confused about what do you truly mean by in your entire lifetime. And they also really wanted to focus on the part about ceremonial or sacred use, and we wanted to make sure that the respondent knew that we were not talking about ceremonial use. It was all commercially focused. Another question that we included on the American Indian Tobacco Survey focused on the native or traditional methods for quitting. And the example question that we used were, did you use any native or traditional methods? For example, did you go to a sweat lodge or use herbs or prayer? And we also looked at healthcare access through traditional healers. So one of our questions that we made sure we put on the core was, in the past 12 months, have you seen a traditional or native healer to get any kind of care for yourself? And our secondhand smoke policy opinion questions were focused around the community centers and the casinos or bingo halls that are used by American Indians. And also on our demographic questions, we made sure we included a question that listed the tribal enrollment and affiliation. In particular, we asked, are you enrolled in a tribe? If so, which one are you enrolled in? Are there any other tribes you feel a part of but you are not enrolled in? These were key demographics for us to differentiate between the tribal affiliation. The American Indian Adult Tobacco Survey was implemented by 10 tribes, by the 5 tribal support centers that I mentioned earlier, and 1 health clinic that was conducted in California. The samples were taken from tribal enrollment lists, and they consisted of adults that were 18 years or older. During the brainstorming meeting that was held in 2000, the process that we found that was best to use for American Indians to conduct the survey was a face-to-face survey, and Fabian will be going more in details about the implementation of the survey. We also used trained interviewers from the community so that the respondents will be familiar with their community members. And these interviewers received $25 for every completed interviewer. And interviews were completed at tribal homes or at locations requested by the respondent, which included the community centers, if I'm correct about that. And the respondents themselves received $25 gift cards, which included gas cards and maybe to the Walmart, local Walmart in the area. So who can use the survey? At this point, we have any American Indian organization that includes tribes, clinics, community organizations that can currently use the request the survey, and also state organizations, which we are highly stressing, that have a high Indian population to please use the survey. And currently, the products that we have available for the survey is a questionnaire that includes the core and suggested supplemental questions and an interview and training manual. And we're currently in the process of completing an implementation manual that tells the states or any tribal community centers on how to administer the survey.